everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for October 9th through 15th, 2023. I'm having one of those days. Sorry for the slightly late start. Mars square Pluto this weekend, kind of a little bit of a doozy going on. But if you are watching live, do say hello. Even if you're not watching live, how are you doing? How are you feeling? The eclipse energy. It's every 6 months. Here we are. But it just seems like every eclipse season has its own little, terroir or like some sort of like all the other different planets that are playing along with it. So not every eclipse season is created equally, but we know every time we get to eclipse season that life turns a corner. Here we are. But for those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. And you know something that you hear me say every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. Although when we get through the eclipses, sometimes it can feel like there are things that are bigger than us. That's the thing. Even though we have free will, even though there's 50% that goes into all of this, we can't forget that there are just these things that are bigger than us, such as a solar eclipse. So the big headline this week, I was writing out everything that I needed to cover this week, which is partly why I was like a little bit late starting. And I was like, there's a lot going on this week. So let's sort of like punch down the major headlines, not to bury the lead. But of course, we have the solar eclipse later this week on the 14th. But first, we have Pluto direct on the 10th. We also have a pretty powerful Venus opposite Saturn. Venus being, let's say, the ruler of the eclipse and the ruler of Libra season. So we are going to sort of have a little bit of a Saturn check-in this week. We also have, we also have Mars going into Scorpio. Scorpio is Mars's home turf, so Mars is going to be very powerful and strong. That's a big one. And then we have, of course, I said the Libra eclipse on the 14th. And for those that are in the western parts of the United States, you will see the path of totality go through, I think, parts of the United States and even into Central America. I can't remember exactly where beyond the states. I'm so sorry. Yes, it's Thanksgiving in Canada. I see some familiar faces in the live chat. Do say hello if you're watching live. But yeah, again, how are you feeling this week? And since we have a lot to cover, I'm just gonna jump right in. So yeah, let's start with Pluto direct. So that in and of itself, I could spend a whole half hour or even a whole hour talking about, because this is one of Pluto's last pivots in Capricorn. In our lifetime, we will only have Pluto in Capricorn once, and then Pluto goes into Aquarius. It will later in January 2024, although we had a 2.5 month preview from March to June of this year. Pluto in Aquarius, only time in our life we will ever have Pluto in Aquarius, and Pluto will be in Aquarius for 20 years. I know, that's a whole big story. I did a webinar on it back in March, for example, but Pluto is an evolutionary planet, and even this past weekend we had Mars square Pluto, which is a pretty intense energy, and Mars is one of the planets that governs the north node of the moon. I'm getting into some technical stuff, but we have to, you know, understand that astrology is a little bit technical. The nodes make eclipses happen. Hey, we're having an eclipse this week, which means technically that the new moon, there's a new moon on the 14th, is in alignment, meaning it's within a certain amount of degrees of something called the lunar nodes. The lunar nodes are mathematical points, and they sort of tell us where we know an eclipse is going to happen. There's more I can say about the lunar nodes. It's a whole other webinar on that, but we have just too much to cover. So even though you can't see the lunar nodes, we know that, you know, we're going to have an eclipse because there's a new moon within a certain amount of degrees of the lunar nodes. However, the lunar nodes, they are this sort of psychic, electric, magnetic arc throughout the astrology. So as of July, and I believe it was the 22nd, I can't remember which one, the nodes switched signs. They were in Taurus and Scorpio since the beginning of 2022. Now they are in Aries, Libra, Aries, North Node. North Node is like true north. It's where we're trying to sort of head towards. There's a sense of experiences, archetypical and thematic experiences. I mean, I say archetypical. The 12 signs of the zodiac are the 12 signs of life. All of life is contained within the 12 signs of the zodiac. So there's sort of this range of archetypes and experiences that are contained within each of the 12 zodiac signs. So what's Aries? Aries is action, bravery, courage. It's the first sign of the zodiac. It sort of initiates and starts something. It is our own personal power, our own individuality. It stands in contrast to Libra, which is, you know, the sun's in Libra right now. And Libra is about connection, relationship, partnership. We need both. It's a dance. We can't overly do Aries. Overly doing Aries means I don't care what you want. I don't care what you need. Of course not. And then there's the other side. There's Libra. It's like, oh, you know, it's always about what you want. And I'm a people pleaser. Obviously, I'm getting into these shadow sides of the sign. But we have to put things into balance. With the South Node in Libra right now, we have to take a look. And the South Node really talks about the work that we're doing, sort of this subconscious memory, cultural experience, collective experience, personal experience that we have with the sign, the archetype of Libra, relationships, connection. And what sort of past narratives do we have with Libra? Even if you're like, but Katie, I'm not a Libra. But you have Libra someplace in your astrology, and because Libra is one facet of life, you experience Libra without even realizing it. And every year, the sun goes into Libra, for example. So we're having a little bit of a push and pull that's happening around Aries, self, I, individuality, I want, I need, and Libra. How do I figure this out? How do we have solutions? Where's relationship and connection in all of this? There is a shadow side to Aries. It's power, and sometimes the power over people. It's aggression. It's war. And how do we go back to Libra and find peace, connection, understanding? Thus is the dance of life. I wish there were easy solutions. And here we are. We're at an eclipse. And so that Aries full moon that we had 2 weeks ago, I guess not even 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, Mars was on the eclipse degree, so that Aries full moon, even though it was an eclipse, set us up for eclipse season. It says that even though this eclipse season is about Libra, let's not forget Aries, Mars, power over people, aggression, maybe not. We all sort of live it in our own way. So it's a lot of really intense energies, and then there's Pluto. I started to talk about Pluto, and I, you know, kind of started to talk about the nodes. Pluto is over in Capricorn, and it turns direct tomorrow, the 10th of October, at 27 degrees of Capricorn. This is only the second to last time that Pluto will turn direct in Capricorn in our lifetime. By November of 2024, Pluto leaves Capricorn, and it goes into Aquarius. What will be for 20 years? Again, like so much big stuff happening. But Pluto is an evolutionary planet, and it's trying to get us to grow and evolve by any means possible. It holds the mirror to us. It says, we want relationship, we want connection. Okay, we have to see what's in the way. We have to see what's inside of ourselves. We have to see what part of our connection or what sort of our past relationship patterns are part of the mix. But Pluto also gives us the psychic material to make a transformation, to make a change. For example, this eclipse not only picks up the energy of Pluto turning direct, and anytime a planet turns direct, Pluto, Mercury, Saturn, it saturates the collective experience with its archetype. And Pluto, and I'm being a little bit of a Scorpio for a moment, I am a Scorpio, Pluto can annihilate us, it can tear us down, it can clear things away, or it can, again, give us the necessary material, psychic, emotional, spiritual material, to make a complete and total transformation. These are the archetypes, these are the energies that are seated in this Libra solar eclipse. Then there's going to be Mars in Scorpio, but let me finish my Pluto and my Pluto direct thought. Pluto turns direct at 27 degrees. The last time Pluto was at 27 degrees was, I believe, the end of February, beginning of March 2022. I think it turned retrograde at 27 degrees in June, or it was at 27 degrees and in June of 2022. Then it hit 27 degrees around the very beginning of this year, 2023, turns direct tomorrow, the 10th. So I'm sort of going to throw these dates out because they may, even though it's, you know, October 2023, maybe you're seeing things from March of 2022. Maybe you're seeing things of June of 2022, for example. And don't forget that Pluto went into Capricorn for the first time in January of 2008. It's 16 years in total of Pluto in Capricorn. So we're coming to the end of a story. Maybe we talk more about this next week because there's just so much to cover, and even to talk about the eclipses, because it's a big deal. And sometimes we don't always see it for what it is. We have to sort of know where that area in our life that Pluto has been really working on. It's the Capricorn part of our astrology. You're saying, but I'm not a Capricorn. Capricorn is somewhere in your personal astrology, I assure you. So that area doesn't look anything like it did back in 2008. Then again, a lot of things don't really look like they did back in 2008. So, okay, there's Pluto turning direct. Mars in Scorpio. So right now, Mars is at the very end of Libra. It's been in Libra since, I think it's the end of August. So not that long ago, Mars typically spends about 5-6 weeks in a sign, as opposed to what was it, six, seven months last year or beginning of this year when Mars was in Gemini. It felt like it would never leave. But Mars is the power and drive and motivation in astrology. We need Mars. Imagine if we don't have any power or drive and motivation. Nothing gets done. But Mars going into Scorpio, now Mars is ruled by Scorpio. Scorpio is ruled by Mars. And you know, Mars either rules either rules Aries or rules Scorpio. It's both. It's two sides of the same coin. In Aries, Mars is that physical bravery and courage to take action and move forward. It's about that sort of external leadership and power. Mars in Scorpio, it turns inwards, emotional, psychological, the power and courage to go within, to go into uncomfortable spaces. So Scorpio is a pretty raw sign. Again, I'm saying this as a Scorpio. It is the decay of life. And certainly if you are here in the northeast of the United States, like I am, the leaves are starting to turn. The air is getting colder, much to my chagrin. I guess I love summer now. I used to be that kid who hated summer. Now I like can't get enough of it. But yeah, the air is turning colder. The nights are getting longer. Of course, this is very Northern Hemisphere biased. That's the zodiac is very Northern Hemisphere biased. And it reminds us, because Scorpio stands in contrast to Taurus, Taurus the other side of the zodiac wheel, that in order for life to be renewed, in order for us to have the spring of Taurus and flowers and again renewal, things have to end, things have to decay. And so whether it's Mars going through Scorpio, whether, you know, in a few weeks' time, maybe less than that, a few weeks' time, the sun is going to go into Scorpio, we'll begin Scorpio season, and we will sort of explore the archetypes of decay, transformation, endings, death, air quotes, death, and the sort of the process, emotional and spiritual and sometimes physical process that has to happen in order for something new to come into our lives. It's not an easy sign. But one of the ways I frame Scorpio is, especially when I talk about the eighth house in astrology, more technical information for those. This might be a little bit technical for you. But it's imagine a life where nothing happens. Imagine a life where you're never tested. Imagine a life where everything is easy. Do you grow? Absolutely not. So we need Scorpio. And Scorpio is going to be a companion with these eclipses, with eclipse season. We have one more eclipse after the solar eclipse. It's going to be Taurus lunar eclipse on October 28th. Sun will be in Scorpio, Mars will be in Scorpio. So we have this sort of Scorpionic, a parallel or, accompaniment to these eclipses. And it says it's not enough about relationships, Libra. It's not enough about stability and security or even the fertility and the rebirth and renewal of life. It's also to explore the spaces of Scorpio, power, control, the psyche, our fears, our insecurities, trust, vulnerability, sexuality, and sort of looking at legacies and inheritances. And there is the money side of Scorpio, because sometimes that's quite literal with legacies and inheritances. There's also the emotional side of Scorpio. And sometimes those legacy and inheritances are emotional in nature, and how it picks up on the energy of Cancer, the first sign, the first water sign, and how things can come from our family history, our past, our memory, and how do we make a change? How do we make a transformation? I talk a lot about change, because I'm a Scorpio, but we are certainly living in a time of change. Everything has to change. It's not my rules. Just something that I've noticed. Maybe you've noticed it too. Everything has to change. And so how do we take this energy and use it to its benefit, not just for ourselves, but for others, to be the best version of ourselves during these crazy times? There's going to be some raw energy, some raw emotional and spiritual energy with these eclipses, and perhaps even some raw truths, for example. So yes, Mars is going to be in Scorpio. What else do we have? Oh yes, and the solar eclipse on the 14th at 21 degrees of Libra. So the basic premise is this: every 6 months there's a solar eclipse. It sort of opens up a new container of time. Time is an energy. That energy is lived almost like a lens through the 12 zodiac signs. So over the next 6 months into that Aries solar eclipse on April 8th of 2024, we are living through the archetype of Libra. Previous to this, we were living through the archetype of Aries. We had the Aries solar eclipse on April 20th of 2023. Now it's about other people. It's about relationships. It's about connection. It's about trying to build coalition, partnerships, trying to work out solutions. But this is a South Node eclipse. So it says that there's something that we need to navigate from the past, something that's unfinished, unresolved. Maybe you have an old relationship that's coming back up, or maybe you're looking at relationship patterns. Maybe you are entering into a relationship, or maybe you're reevaluating all your relationships, because Libra is not just capital R relationships, meaning our primary partnerships, our people that we live with, like our marriages, our partnerships. It's also small R relationships. It's how we, again, like how do we show up on a day-to-day level? How do we connect with people? Do we connect with people? We have to. We're human beings. We just can't live in isolation. So it's very much, again, about other people and reaching out and trying to forge these connections. This week, we also have Venus. Now it's in Virgo, and Virgo is another companion for this eclipse season. Virgo is a little bit more selfless. It's like, how do I be of service during this time? How do I help people? How do I tend to something, take care of something? Virgo is a sign of health and wellness, a sign of purity, for example. And so this might be a time when it's not just about vulnerability and intimacy. It's also about healing. It's also about taking care of ourselves. It's also about taking care of other people, for example. And then, we have that eclipse, and then it sort of opens us into this new chapter, and then each successive new and full moon sort of slots within this neat and tidy 6 month period of time. Again, we do have that lunar eclipse in two weeks or so time. It will be at 5 degrees of Taurus. It is the last one in Taurus until 2031, which are 2031. I think it's 2031. That's a long time. The 2030s just sound like a monopoly money at this point. Doesn't mean anything. I guess we're kind of getting into this decade at this point. But that eclipse will close out a chapter that has been with us since 2021. So sort of straddling two different stories. And to go back to the solar eclipse in Libra, it is the first eclipse And Libra, for a while, since March, we had a lunar eclipse in March of 2016. So we are sort of, in a way, going back to the 2014-15 timeframe. There was one eclipse in Libra in 2016, the beginning of 2016. There was one eclipse in Aries in the end of 2013. But by and large, these eclipses have these sort of 9-year half cycles. And then the eclipse on the 14th of October this year is the same day, same degree as an eclipse on October 14th of 2004. So it's probably worthwhile, if you're old enough, to go back, you know, what was going on in 2004. And, you know, you've heard me say this before, but that eclipse, like, that was right before my life changed. I moved to New York a month later. I moved to New York on November 13th. Of 2004. And then even though the 2014-2015 timeframe also changed my life. So I'm gonna have to get back to you how these eclipses, and I know there's a lot of anxiety about eclipses, and I'm just kind of, you know, I'm a witness, I'm a passenger, I'm on the same spaceship as you, and life is just gonna happen. And if my life changes next year, so be it. We'll see. Or even this year, we will see. But yeah, maybe I'm a Scorpio, and that's just kind of my attitude. May it's Sag rising, and may it. It's gonna work out. I don't know. It's gonna work out. So yeah, and also this week, join me for the start of my 12-week Saturn masterclass. So we start on the 12th, which is Thursday, and we meet weekly all the way till January 4th. I did this last year. I did it in 2022. It was very powerful, and it's a class, it's a program that's about Saturn, but it's actually more than just Saturn. We are walking through the zodiac, which is the wheel of life, and there is the sacred path that is there in plain sight that we walk, and we go each week, we go deeper and deeper and deeper along this path, and we sort of work with the energies and archetypes of each of the 12 signs with Saturn as a guide. And it's also reframe our experience with life, to reframe our own experience with Saturn, which is the planet of structure and lessons. You know how much I love Saturn. But it ultimately brings us to the end of the zodiac, which is Jupiter, and about the wisdom and knowledge that we can gain by walking the sacred path. So yes, go to my website, empoweringastrology.com. The link is also in the show notes. I already have a good group together, and I hope you can join, because once we start on the 12th, it. But yeah, and I also did a webinar this week. So if you want to have a little bit more of a deeper dive into what these eclipses mean, of course, I will go through each of the 12 signs today. You can go to my website as well. It's a two hour and 16 minute webinar that talks about why eclipses are so important and what they mean for you and what they mean on a much broader level, and especially these different cycles of time. So I'm a nerd about Saturn, and I'm a nerd about eclipses, and these are my two go-to things in my astrology toolbox, especially when I sit down with clients. So let's look at the astrology of each of the 12 zodiac signs. Listen for both your sun and rising. Again, you need to know your birth time in order to know your rising sign, but it gives you a good way to look at life from a couple of different perspectives and sort of draw a bigger story. So let's start with Aries. Aries. So yeah, lots going on, Aries. Let's start with the fact that Mars, your planet, just made a really powerful square to Pluto. So what was going on this weekend? I think it's worth going back and noting the emotions, the experiences, because they're part of a larger story. Mars does wrap up its time in Libra, which is your relationship sign. So the last 5 weeks have really focused on relationships. And all of this has been in advance of a pretty powerful solar eclipse that will happen on October 14th. By then, Mars has gone into Scorpio, and it will spend the next 6 weeks up until the end of November in the sign of intimacy, power, transformation, vulnerability. And it really gets into the deeper side and even the deeper psychological material about relationships, and maybe having to look at yourself, maybe having to look at the themes around transformation, vulnerabilities, insecurities, facing your fears. Scorpio is the sign that tests us. It's just part of life. 2 years ago, your planet did go through Scorpio. This would have been, I think, like the end of October of 2021 through, I think December 2021 as well, beginning December 2021. But then there's that, and then there's the eclipse. So that's the big one. And it says that over the next 6 months, it's about other people. This eclipse is, in a way, on the other side of things from that solar eclipse in Aries that we had back on April 20th this year. That eclipse was about you. It was about new beginnings, new chapters, going off in new directions, needing to be a leader, needing to stand on your own 2 feet. Also focus on, I believe, career, about home and family and changes in the home and home and family as well. This eclipse, Venus is in Virgo, and Virgo is your sixth sign. So it's about other people, but it's also about the duties and responsibilities that you have to other people. Having to take care of other people, maybe, and you know, somebody needs your care, your TLC, and in some cases, having to look at the inequity in relationships, and where sometimes it's not a relationship, it's actually a power dynamic, and maybe not always the nicest power dynamic. Not for everybody, but you know, the six can be of service, or can also be the servant. We can also be a doormat, but that's not the only way the six works out. And it's a time to really put into movement some systems, take care of your life, make sure relationships are really focused on and cleaned up, especially if there's any loose ends. And again, it really does bring into that big emotional material with Mars in Scorpio. Oh, and I should add, especially this week on Tuesday, we are going to have Venus opposite Saturn. That was the thing. I was going to go through all the aspects of this week, but we just don't have time. Too much going on. But yes, Venus, which is your relationship planet, does oppose Saturn on the 10th of October, and it really sort of puts something into focus. You have to make a decision. You have to stand up into something, and maybe that's about relationships. Pluto does turn turns direct in your career sign, and I think in your own time, really go back and reflect on everything that has happened over the last 15 years in your professional life, and really the power dynamics that you've had to transform, your career that's had to transform, because you're starting to come to the end of the story, and that's going to start to switch in 2024. Taurus, so even though you're not quite in the hot seat this week, don't forget that we have a lunar eclipse. We have a lunar eclipse in Taurus on October 28th. So you will be in the spotlight, especially if you're born in late April. It means that the lunar eclipse will be on your sun. So that said, Libra for you is your, gosh, I gotta like do the math in my head. Libra for you is your sixth sign. So this is a solar eclipse that's gonna put into focus health, wellness, how you take care of your life, how you show up on a day-to-day level, sort of the duties and responsibilities that we all have as human beings. It is, for some, a really powerful time to focus on their physical health. This is all in contrast to that Aries solar eclipse that we had on April 20th, and that was not just about physical health, but about spiritual and emotional health as well. The nodes are still in your 6th and your 12th. It's about service, it's about other people, it's about helping, but it's also about needing to sort of prepare and let go of something. For example, this is the last, this is 2 weeks before the last eclipse in your sign for another 9 years. So you really are coming to the end of some sort of chapter. I think it's worth, in your own time, going back and looking at 2021, 2020, 2022, and what do you feel is starting to wrap up, for example. Your planet Venus just changed signs as of last week. It's now in Virgo, and Virgo for you is your fifth sign. So it's a time for you to really get clear about who you are and your gifts, your talents, your abilities, the things that light you up and give you passion. You are an earth sign. Venus and Virgo is in an earth sign as well. So this is it's a time to get a little bit more practical about your gifts and talents and abilities. Venus does make an opposition to Saturn. And you may be feeling a lot of Saturn energy this week. And Saturn typically is like, you have to do the mature thing. You have to step up. You have to honor your responsibilities. You can't do it halfway. You have to really put yourself into it. And it may be a time when you also have to make a commitment and really something about whether it's a friendship or your community or even your vision of the future. How do you get really in alignment with something about where you want to take your life, for example? Pluto does turn direct in your ninth. We got a lot of earth energy in your astrology that's happening. The ninth is about how you see things, what you believe in, what you stand for, what's your truth, what's your convictions. And you know, Pluto's been trying to show you something. It's been trying to show you something for the last decade. And maybe in your own time to reflect on what's been the evolution about how you see things, how you see the world. Again, what do you believe in? And what do you stand for? And then Mars going into Scorpio. Scorpio is a relationship sign for you. And Mars does sort of heat up this space that really saw a lot of focus over the last couple of years. So even though the eclipses have moved on from Scorpio, we still have in our rearview mirror the lunar eclipse that we had in Scorpio back on May 5th of 2023. But that said, you're going into a 6-week period where it's about other people and really seeing what sort of relationship story heats up in your life over the next coming weeks, whether you are in a relationship, not in a relationship. But at the end of the day, we all have some form of relationship in our life, and that's where a lot of the focus is until the end of November. Gemini. So you're not really kind of in the hot seat, so to speak, like some of the other signs, although Mercury, which is your ruling planet, it's presently in Libra, and it's kind of in the mix with this solar eclipse that we're having on the 14th of October. So for you, Libra is something called your fifth sign. And I actually really love the fifth sign in astrology, meaning it's a space that really helps us to connect with who we truly are. Not who we are at the level of like kind of raw self or even like our, you know, kind of the imprints. It's really our instincts. It's really about getting to the things that light us up, give us joy, give us pleasure, and get us to express who we truly are. Now you have Mars in that space over the past 5-6 weeks, and Mars really, you know, maybe you had a very strong desire to be creative or very strong desire to really express yourself. Mercury is still in the space. It'll be in the space, I can't remember when it goes into Scorpio, but with the eclipses, with this eclipse in Libra, it says that there's something about self that's very highlighted over the next 6 months. I'm saying this for, obviously this is not going to be relevant for everybody listening, but the fifth is also the space of children and pregnancy. And for some, this eclipse could also talk about a time where children and pregnancy are coming into your life. Again, that's not always relevant to everybody that's listening. If it's not literally children and pregnancy, it's still the desire to take something of yourself and to put it into something. And maybe with Mars going to Scorpio, and Scorpio for you is your sixth sign of projects and work and responsibilities, it's about making sure that part of your life is very much fueled by the things that light you up and give you joy, or taking all that creative energy and putting it into something real, creating the framework, creating a structure, creating the plan in order for that creating the project in order for that creative vision to become a reality. Venus is opposite Saturn, so don't forget that Saturn is in your 10th, so there's a sense of like duties and responsibilities. I know I just said that word, but it's again, you see it with the Saturn in your 10th, so it's about your professional life, it's about which way is your life going, and sort of needing to take some responsibilities and duties seriously. What else is going on? I think that's enough. I will say that Mercury is making opposition to Chiron this week, so pay attention to the deeper psychic and emotional material very much, especially because Pluto is turning direct this week. It's not really about what we think it's about. It's not really about the other person. It's not really about this. It's not really about the conversation that you had. It's about something that is in your blind spot, in your unconscious, and maybe even about you. So with Mercury opposite Chiron, how do you, whatever you're feeling emotionally, how is it connected to a deeper pain point, something that's maybe a deeper story, a deeper pattern? And it's not to feel that like a fate, but you actually have a lot of powerful energy for you to heal, transform, and to reclaim who you truly are this week. Cancer. Cancer. So this is a big eclipse for you. And I talked about this last week, but this solar eclipse is in your fourth sign, home, family, roots, foundations. Very classic with an eclipse in the space for there to be a move, a change of household. Somebody moves in, somebody moves out over the next 6 months. Mars has already been in this space. So it's probably already happening, or at least you're thinking about it, or at least there's some movement during this time, and it might be even bringing up some deep emotions as well. The fourth is also about past and memories, and if it's not about home, it gets into these more abstract themes about home and family. Where is home, and who is home? And even if you stay in the same exact place that you are presently, how do you really get into these, feel at home in yourself, have to release something from the past, memory, family, parents, for example. And to that point, your family or your parents may be more of a focal point, especially if they're older and they need care over the next 6 months. Venus for you, because Venus has just gone into Virgo, there may be, something about news or information or siblings or having to, travel a bit, especially with family over the next 6 months. Saturn is up in your ninth, so this is sort of a larger period of your time, what it's actually about, what do you believe in, what do you stand for, what do you think is true. With Venus opposite Saturn, maybe there's having to make some serious decisions. Maybe you have to sort of make sure that the decisions that you're making are really in alignment with your beliefs, your convictions, your truth, your faith. For example, Mars is going into Scorpio, and for you, Cancer Scorpio is your fifth sign. So the next 6 weeks really focus on you getting back to yourself, feeling the things that light you up, give you passion, give you joy. Scorpio, so it's really creative and wants to get a little bit messy too. But I will say that Pluto is turning direct, and it's in its last hurrah almost. It doesn't leave until November 2020, like fully leave Capricorn until November 2024, about relationships. Do keep in mind, and I realize, you may be younger, you may be older, but what has been the story in relationships since 2008? You are concluding a 15-year chapter of gut level transforming this space in your life. Leo, so even though this eclipse is not necessarily hitting on these bigger points for you, I think we need to get to that lunar eclipse later this month on October 28th. This eclipse is in something called your third. It's about education, information, ideas, communication, and these are going to be big topics into the next 6 months. What I do have my eye on is Mars going to Scorpio. And for you, Scorpio is the part of the chart that talks about home, family, roots, foundation. Leo, and I've talked about this periodically over the past few years, you're what's called a fixed sign. And especially throughout 2021, 2022, and even parts of this year, the fixed signs weren't so fixed anymore. And I think there's something to be said about Mars getting into a space where it's very strong, Mars getting into a space where it's sort of activating these residual energies. The Uranus is still up in your 10th of career, you're still reinventing your professional life. And with Mars down in the home environment, it's very much about making sure your home base is secure. Maybe even themes about family, past memories coming up. And Mars, in a way, sort of echoing back to the past eclipses that you had in this space back in 2022, May 2022, October 2022, and May of 2023. That said, again, it's still a week with an eclipse. It points the energy of the eclipse over to your second sign of money and income. So whether you are on the go, whether you're making purchases for the home, whether you need to even get into these bigger themes about value and worth, I think when the fourth and the second are very active, it's a time, especially over the next 6 months, to really create a lot of stability and security. For some, that's financial security. For some, that's emotional security, creating a household, feeling settled. It's actually both, for example. Venus is making an opposition to Saturn this week. Let's not forget about your career, because Venus is a career planet. And so this is a week where there's a lot of pressure on you to do the right thing, to be mature, just take the step up, to do the adult thing, and just make sure that you don't cut any corners this week, Leo. Virgo, so even though this eclipse is not in your sign, it is bringing the eclipse to your sign. Why? So right now, Mercury, which governs you, it's in Libra, the sign of the eclipse. And for you, Libra is your second sign of money, income, material stability, and material security. And with the Venus also in Virgo, it sort of points the energy back to you. So this is getting into something about new beginnings, needing to take action, needing to take the lead. Maybe it's about money, maybe it's about spending, maybe it's into these bigger abstract themes about what do you own, like what do you need, do you feel safe and secure, and even what do you value and what do you think is of worth, for example. With this eclipse on Mercury, it could mean that the next 6 months are pivotal. We'll have to see. Whether it's pivotal about your material life or pivotal about these new beginnings, it really is putting a lot of focus indirectly on you. Then there's Mars in Scorpio. For you, Virgo, Scorpio is your third sign. It says that over the next 6 months into the end of November, it's very much about education, ideas, information. My joke about Virgo is that they're secret Scorpios. And I'm saying this as a Scorpio, means Virgo needs to have a lot of control. It needs to have a plan. It needs to map things out. It needs to sort of outmaneuver and out-chess maneuver life. And that might be a little bit highlighted into the next 6 months, because Mars is certainly a companion piece to this eclipse. And, you know, how do you create a plan? How do you create a structure? I don't know. I've sort of this, maybe this is me being a Scorpio, where I'm just like, control is an illusion. Maybe that's what the last 2 years taught me. But maybe you need to remake the plan, transform the plan, sort of really take action with the plan, whether it's taking command and control of your life, getting new ideas, new perspectives, focusing on travel, focusing on education. But these are going to be big, important topics. It's very much about you, Virgo, over the next 6 months. Libra. So happy birthday, Libra, if your birthday is on the 14th of October, plus or minus a few days, you have a solar eclipse on your birthday. It says that the next 6 months are going to be, and even into the next year, are going to be a time of powerful new beginnings. Let's break this down. So even if your birthday is not on the 14th, you have an eclipse in your sign. This is a time of new beginnings for everybody. It sort of brings in this energy renewal, and certainly it's like your birthday season, or even if you're Libra rising, it's sort of bringing this energy of like having to like stand on your own 2 feet, having to take the lead. It's the spotlight is on you. With the energy of Venus, which is your planet, it's in Virgo, it's your 12th. It's sort of like you got 1 foot in the past, 1 foot in an old life. There's a sense of endings and beginnings at the same time. Perhaps you feel a little bit pulled into your places, or like you're straddling something. I think especially with the Saturn opposition of Venus opposes Saturn this week on Tuesday the 10th, it's a pretty powerful opposition, because it really gets into the need to let go of an attachment. Maybe it's an attachment that has sort of prevented you from stepping into a new beginning. This means, of course, means different things to different Libras. But it says that this is certainly a very dynamic time in your life. This is playing off the solar eclipse that we had in Aries back on April 20th of this year. There will be another set of eclipses in Aries and Libra in March and in April 2024. So this sort of is only the beginning of the story. This is the first eclipse in Libra in the series. So we're sort of, again, we're at the beginning of a story. Then we have Pluto direct. Pluto does turn direct in something called your fourth sign. It has been in your fourth sign for the last 15 years. Home and family, whether that's a physical construct or an emotional construct, does not look anything like it did 15 years ago. I think in your time to really reflect on a lot of the deeper psychic and emotional excavation, ancestral excavation that you've had to do over the last decade. This is one of Pluto's last turns. We'll have another Pluto direct probably around this time, 2024, and then that's it. No more Pluto in Capricorn. That's a whole other conversation for another time. And then Mars, which governs your relationships, it goes into Scorpio. There is this push and pull around relationships, but also material stability, material security, value and worth. If you're in a partnership, maybe you and your partner are talking about money. If you're not, there's this need to get, you know, maybe to make relationship, but it doesn't have to be romantic, so you can create more stability and security in your life. And maybe, you know, for some, getting into these questions of value, worth, self-worth, and value over the next 6 months. Oh, and Venus opposing Saturn, I already said that. Yes, I already said that. So, sorry, so much to get through, Libra. Scorpio. So, Scorpio, lots going on. It's you're not quite in the eclipse. Thank God. You know, you had plenty of Scorpio eclipses, Taurus eclipses over the past couple of years. But in a way, indirectly, this eclipse is about you. So let's start with the lunar eclipse, the solar eclipse. The solar eclipse is in your 12th. Right now, the south node's in the 12th, so there's sort of the sense that you've come to the end of a large chapter of your life, whatever that means. You know, it's for you to reflect on what that means, of course, for you. The 12th is the space where we sort of see the divide between our physical life and our non-physical life. Whether you're spiritual, whether you think there is something like, you know, the spirit or spirituality, you know, maybe you're feeling a little bit more a time to ask existential questions, go within. But the 12th is the space where we release this life, we release the attachments, we leave the physical plane behind, we prepare for something new. Over the next 6 months, however that archetype works into your life, it is about endings, release, letting go of something physical in order to prepare for a new life. Ironically, you've got Mars in its own sign, Scorpio, you. So you have this sort of sense of new beginnings, moving forward, going forward into a new life. And so you may feel this sort of dichotomy, maybe a little bit of an irony, and the astrology as things end, it's at the same time, you know, giving you strength, giving you power, giving you a sense to take action and move forward. Venus, which is a relationship planet for you, it also governs the eclipse, is opposing Saturn this week. This is in advance of a lunar eclipse 2 weeks from now on October 28th. This is the last eclipse you're going to have in your relationship sign of Taurus, sort of the coda or sort of the end. Or the epilogue to a story of relationship and change that's sort of been with you since the beginning of 2022, end of 2021. Certainly Uranus is still there, so I think the story is really still with you into 2025 and 2026, but that's another story. But this might be a week about needing to get serious about something, make a commitment to somebody, get clear about a relationship, say I do, say I don't. And all of this is about, you know, you really taking back your power so that you can either go into the 12th, find your spirituality, retreat, let go, or start to pull away from an old life, all, you know, to get you ready for a new life. Pluto is turning direct. This is one of Pluto's last times in Capricorn. It will be fully out of Capricorn by November of 2024, a year from now. And this is for you to go back and reflect, Scorpio, on the journey, the transformation in your voice over the last 10 years. Sagittarius. Sagittarius, so Jupiter, it's your planet, and it's, like I say, every week, it's still in Taurus, and it'll be in Taurus for another year up until May of 2024. And so sort of the energy of your life is very much concentrated on, you know, getting things in order, plans, systems, health, wellness, duties, responsibility, work, projects. Jupiter is in the same space as Uranus, and you will have an eclipse in this space on October 28th. So it's like, you know, all the changes that you've been making in your physical life, your health and wellness, that eclipse is sort of the punctuation on a sort of a bigger story. And certainly there's been changes in the space since 2018, 2019 when Uranus got there. That said, Libra for you is something called your 11th sign. And sort of this stands in opposition to the solar eclipse that we had on April 20th in Aries, which is about creativity, self, you, your persona, your personality, the things that sort of light you up and give you joy and give you passion. Well, now it's about other people, particularly about friends, community, society, humanity, and how over the next 6 months, and of course, every Sagittarius is going to live this in their own way, it's about turning your attention to the world. Whether you're getting more involved in social issues and social causes, whether you need more groups or allies or alliances in your life, you need to feel like you belong to something, or maybe it's just simply looking towards the future. The 11th is also the space where we peer out and we sort of hope and wish and dream for the future to come. But that said, maybe you are getting into, it's certainly into themes of justice and equity and fairness in the world and getting involved in your community over the next 6 months. And with Venus, the ruler of the eclipse, in the 10th, maybe you're taking on more responsibilities. You have to stand in a role of leadership. More is being asked of you. This is a very public time, so certainly Sag, however this is relevant to you, take that in its best way. Like, show up, put your best foot forward, say yes when you need to say yes to something, say no when you need to say no to something, but you are certainly in an indirect way in the spotlight right now. And then the Mars goes into your 12th, what will be for the next 6 weeks. Typically when Mars is in the 12th, we don't have a lot of energy. We need to rest. We need to recuperate. And all this is in advance of Scorpio season. And Scorpio brings you to the end of your personal zodiac cycle. So in a way, it's like, yes, it's about friends and community and duties and responsibilities in the world. But at the same time, you need to go within. You need to recharge your batteries and prepare for the new chapter to come when Mars goes into Sagittarius at the end of November. Capricorn, Saturn's your planet, and so Saturn is still in the third. And even though Saturn is not the focal point for the eclipses, you do have the Venus-Saturn opposition this week. This is a big eclipse for you, Capricorn, because it puts the spotlight on your professional life. And whether that's literally about career over the next 6 months, or it's about your place in the world, the title after your name, the duties and responsibilities that you are party to. A Venus opposite Saturn says that this is the week for major choices. Whether you are being asked to take on more duties and responsibilities, you need to get very clear about what you believe in, what you stand for. Maybe there's a matter of faith, a matter of truth that you need to navigate, but there's a lot of Saturn energy. And I know, you know, you are Saturn ruled, but having Saturn energy sort of hanging over you this week means you can't cut corners. You have to show up. You have to do the right thing, whatever that means to you, of course. But that said, this is a big eclipse for you. Your life is pivoting on an axis, and this is all playing off of the solar eclipse we had on April 20th of 2023. And that was about home and family and changes in the household. Now it's about your public life. It's about the world, for example. Pluto is turning direct in Capricorn. Hey, you're Capricorn, and this is one of the last times that Pluto will turn direct in your sign for another 248 years. Yes, I just said 248, so this means only in your lifetime, and really to reflect back on the changes that you've made over the last 15 years. Then there's Mars in Scorpio, and for you, Scorpio is your signs of community. And so there is something about not just your professional life, not just faith and truth, but also community, society, humanity, the collective, the groups that you're a part of that will be very much a focal point into the next 6 months. Aquarius, Saturn is your planet, and even though Saturn is not the focal point of this eclipse, it does play an indirect role. So let's look at this eclipse. It's hitting in your ninth, and the ninth is about the space that opens up our eyes to the world. It's what do we believe in? What do we stand for? The world can't be small when you are in the ninth. So over the next 6 months, you may focus on your education. You may read everything you can get your hands on. You may hop on a plane, get in a car, see the world. However you see the world, this is a time about your world getting larger. For some people, it's a time to really make a serious commitment about your education. Maybe you are sharing what you believe in. You're getting a deeper sense of mission and purpose in the world. Maybe you're publishing something for some people, or maybe even doing a lot of public speaking, for example. Of course, every Aquarius is going to live this differently. Mars is going into your career sign. So this sort of this, you know, putting a lot of focus on the top part of your chart, which is one of the most public parts of your life. And maybe you're needing to take on more duties and responsibilities in the world, really focus on your professional life. And certainly your professional life is going to heat up a lot going into the end of November. That said, this eclipse points towards the eighth. So there's a couple ways in which we can look at this. Either it's about looking at what you believe in, or sort of what are the deeper hidden motivations around what you believe in and what you think is true. Maybe it needs to do a lot of deep psychological digging over the next 6 months. Maybe it's a need to share something that is typically private on a more public level, whether it's a catharsis, whether you're writing about it, whether you're speaking about it. But the eighth is typically a space of secrets. It's intimacy, it's vulnerability. It's not something that we typically make private, but it could be a time when something that's typically hidden is made public. Of course, that means different things to different Aquariuses. All of this is 2 weeks before a lunar eclipse in Taurus, which is the home space, home, family, roots, foundation. Maybe with Venus opposite Saturn this week, you've got some serious decisions to make about the home, where you're going to live, who you live with. Maybe even to the eighth, it's about intimacy, vulnerability, estate planning, money and income. But all of these things are in the mix. And this is, with Pluto turning direct, just remember, you know, you're on the cusp of something new. When Pluto goes fully into Aquarius next year, that is a new life. You're sort of at the end of something old, and we got lots to talk about in the future. So, Pisces. I know I had to rush. Pisces. So last but not least, you're not necessarily in the spotlight with this eclipse, but indirectly with the next eclipse. This one's on October 28th because it's in Taurus and your planet Jupiter is in Taurus. But that said, let's focus on this eclipse. And Libra for you is something called your eighth sign. As I was saying in the introduction, I was talking about Scorpio and I was reframing Scorpio. It's to remind everybody that life, we need to be tested. Things need to happen. Not every day is going to be a sunny day. It's not to say that this is going to be not a sunny next 6 months, but the eighth is where we have to do our work. It's where we have to really, really face the past or things that we've been holding on to. It gets into things about trust and intimacy and vulnerability. Of course, every Pisces is going to live this time differently. If you have not done your emotional and psychic work, then maybe you're really feeling things start to come up with this eclipse. If this is a space that you have, you've been to therapy, you do a lot of personal work and growth and development, then the eighth, you have a very different relationship with the eighth. The eighth is also a money space, and this is also, in contrast to the full moon that we had in Aries 2 weeks ago. It's about money, income, material stability, and material security. With Venus, the ruler of the eclipse, over in your seventh, it's something about relationships and partnerships as well. And whether it's the money that you and a partner have, the assets, whether it's the estate that you've built with somebody, whether it's inheritances, whether it's something about, family member, for example, but it is about other people. And like I said in last week's update, Saturn is in your sign and Saturn will be in your sign for another 2 years. So life is a bit much at the moment. And it's just requiring you to really stand up, to do the right thing, to be mature, to really take on the duties and responsibilities that life is giving you at the moment. With Mars going into your ninth, the next 6 months, we're really trying to get you to figure out, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? And what do you think is true? There might be a sense of philosophy, education, needing to see the world, maybe with a lot of travel over the next 6 weeks. But that said, a lot of deep emotional stuff's coming up with this eclipse and even into the next 6 months. So what do you need to do in order to make sure that you have the emotional support that you need at this time, Pisces? Whew. So there you go. We had a lot to cover. I'm sure that this will continue into next week because we'll have to sort of debrief on the eclipse and sort of cover the things that we didn't have a chance to fully get into this week. So much going on. But yes, I hope to see you all this week with my Saturn Masterclass. Starts on October 12th. Link is in the bio. And of course, you can still get my eclipse webinar, also link in bio. Go to my website, empoweringastrology.com. So you can follow me on Twitter, geez, where'd that come from? So I don't even call that anymore. You can follow me on Facebook, although I do have a Twitter account, but I haven't used it in a few years. Facebook, Instagram, you can sign up for my newsletter, and you can also follow me on Facebook if I didn't say that already. And always lovely to see some familiar faces each week, and I appreciate you too very much. And look forward to seeing you all next week when we will again debrief on eclipse season. And until then,